Welcome from the Reverend Jan Moore of the Churn Valley Benefice for Book of Common Prayer Matins, 21st of March 2021, fifth Sunday of Lent. I hope you have a text file with the liturgy and that you will join in however you wish with it as we go along. An opening sentence from the Book of Common Prayer. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws which he set before us. Dearly beloved, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here gathered, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us, but thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy premises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. So may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. And so we now have the words of the Venite taken from Psalm 95. If you want to join with me, perhaps antiphonally, alternate sections, or the whole thing. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So our first reading from the Old Testament is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. Verses 31 to 34. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbour or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Thanks be to God for his word. And the psalm set for today is Psalm 51, some selected verses. If you'd like to join in the boldface type, if you have the liturgy in front of you. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our second reading from the New Testament, from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33, Jesus is predicting his death. Now there were some Greeks amongst those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Well, Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. And Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, and I when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. Thanks be to God for his word. And so we move to Psalm 100, the Jubilate. Again, we can say alternate verses. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, go your way into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May the Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. We say together the prayer of all Christians across the world. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. And so now the collect for the fifth Sunday of Lent. Gracious Father, you gavest up your Son out of love for the world, leadeth us to ponder the mysteries of his passion, that we may know eternal peace through the shedding of his blood. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. And the collect for peace. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for grace. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day We fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so from wherever we are listening, let us share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. And so we now move on to our reflection for today, which I've taken, of course, from today's readings and this particular point that we've now reached in Lent, with 2 weeks left to go before Easter Day, as we begin this time of our Lord's Passion. The most commanding words in today's readings on my ears are from the Old Testament Judean prophet Jeremiah, who hears God speak thus: I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people, and they will all know me, from the least to the greatest. What an uplifting hope. Jeremiah was an outcast amongst his people for 40 years before their exile to Babylon. They hated him because he spoke truth to them about their faithlessness to Yahweh. In the years running up to the fall of Jerusalem, Jeremiah's life became a protest. He hadn't wanted the job, but God's call on him was so strong that even through charges of blasphemy, through flogging and imprisonment, he sustained a voice against kings, nobles, priests, and the people of his day. A voice against them all for their idolatry. It is said that Jeremiah's life bears a closer resemblance to that of Jesus than any other Old Testament figure. Even Matthew quotes him in chapter 16, verse 14, alongside Elijah and the beheaded John the Baptist, as being of the nature of the Son of Man. In the ritual of his day, Jeremiah saw only an inadequate keeping of the covenant God had made with Abraham, an inadequate keeping of the covenant God had made with Abraham. In public worship, he saw only a way of hiding behind religion and a lack of personal faith and commitment to God's ways. He did not see a nation living as though they had put God's law in their minds and written God's way on their hearts. In this pandemic year, how well have we sustained our relationship to God without much public worship as we have known and loved it? I've heard from parishioners who haven't engaged in audio or visual transmission of worship, nor have they entered a church for socially distant worship with a mask on, because they say, what's the point of coming to church if I can't hug those with whom I'm gathering? And from others, communicating through a screen just isn't the real thing. Many parishioners have dropped out of corporate worship altogether for the last 12 months and may have struggled alone to sustain their personal relationship with God, alongside a Bible, their internal prayer dialogue, and their own time of reflection. You see, when the pandemic required us to lock down churches a year ago, there was nevertheless a regular call put out by church leaders to keep in touch, to not be isolated, to pick up the phone. And thank God for it, I say. And for Zoom, and for FaceTime links, and for streamed worship, which has kept me connected. Even if not over a face-to-face coffee, or kneeling side by side at an altar rail, or disturbing the bats in the belfry with lungs full of song. Because connection, however it is happening, is better than cutting off contact altogether and increasing isolation. Hence, this audio file uploaded for those of you who prefer that type of technology. You see, God made us to live in community. And I believe that God has been at work in every phone call, every Zoom, every online worship. Perhaps because I'm looking for what God has to say to me in it. Perhaps because God for me is so deeply at the core of my being, as in the words of Psalm 139, "You knew me in my mother's womb before I was born." And this, even though I fail him, disappoint him, and test his patience. I just can't survive without connecting somehow with other Christians who are like-minded. Jeremiah's meaning behind the need for a personal faith to be written in their hearts and practiced in their minds is also an essential personal journey. But he doesn't speak against community worship, unless its focus is wrong. He simply flags up that it must be focused on God and not on trappings such as the hymns we may not like, such as the sermon which left us bored, or the lack of a hug from our neighbour, or the presence of a mask. For what are these attitudes saying about our personal commitment to Yahweh? And since we are a New Testament people, our personal commitment to Christ. If we're too preoccupied with the forms of our worship, are we not looking towards ourselves rather than to God? And will we hear the thundering voice of God in Jesus' words to the crowd, as we heard in John today, pronouncing judgment on the world's princes of darkness? Which, let us stop and think, may include some of our own attitudes. And will we get that, like Jesus, we must each be a single grain of wheat, which must die to itself to produce many seeds of God's truth? John's narrative indicates that Jesus anticipated his crucifixion, but also his resurrection and his ascension. So as he stretches out his arms over us, God-centered individuals and gathered faith communities, gathered in whatever way we can, let us remember God speaking through Jeremiah, so that we will always keep God's law in our minds and written on our hearts, so that through the life of Jesus, God will always be our God and we will always be his people. Knowing him better, day by day, through all the processes, struggles and stumbles, we can know him better day by day. Through all the processes we can muster, whether we are the greatest or the least. What an uplifting hope. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Everlasting God, your Son chose 12 disciples to work together and separately to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world. Help your Christian body on earth today to work together for the common good. Help us to delight in each other's gifts and encourage each other's contributions. As we stay focused on your journey to the cross in these last 2 weeks of Lent, help us, your stumbling pilgrims, to stay close to you, to follow your ways, to know your promise of eternity in your saving grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for peace in our world, especially in today's war-torn parts. We think especially of Myanmar and Syria, many parts of the Middle East. We pray for world leaders, for their own well-being in making far-reaching decisions, for those suffering from the economic fallout of the pandemic, for medical and science professionals who are working flat out for our well-being, for countries who are just now embracing a third wave of the virus, for countries whose vaccination program is limiting their hope for better things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, your Son healed the lame with a touch and raised the dead. We bring to you in prayer those who are laid low by sickness or sorrow, isolation or loneliness, fear, loss of loved ones, loss of hope. We pray especially today for the Tufnell family, for Ben and Faith Newton and their family, and for Jill Clark. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And merciful God, we thank you that our movement towards death and decay is not the final sentence in our life story. We thank you that by your faithfulness we are born to a new and living hope in a future where love will never be terminated and life will never end. Help us trust your promises as we pray for those who have recently departed this earthly life, especially for Carly Tufnell, Beatrice Hardiman, and Olive Teal. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, as we go forth from this time of collective worship, yet isolated in our own homes, help us in our personal journeys of faith, that we may live for your glory rather than our own. Hear our prayers for all your creation and gather us in the embrace of your abundant and life-giving Spirit. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And a blessing from God, the words of which I give to you. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be amongst you all, and remain with you all, today and in these forthcoming remaining weeks of Lent. Amen.